Fantastic. Joining us now on the patio, the newest right-hander of the Giants. Why'd I lose it there? Tyler Rogers. Almost forgot your name, dude. How about that? That's how new you are. Tyler Rogers joins us here, the submarine right-hander. You get your first major league strikeout last night. Welcome to the big leagues, and welcome to the patio.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, you called me a young right-hander earlier. I don't know about young.
You're younger than me, I think. So, yeah, rookie right-hander. How's that? So how's it been? First couple of days up in the big leagues. You knocked the nerves off, hopefully, a couple of days ago. You got in there last night. You're flipping curveballs. I think that's what they are from your ankle. How's it feeling?
Yeah, man, it's been just a whirlwind of emotions. It's just, not a lot of sleep the last few days, but that's okay. You can rest when the season's over. But obviously, it's a dream come true.
Right.
It's good to have the family come out and everything and see that, because it's just as much about the family as it is me. You know, they've supported me and watched me through all the years in the minor leagues and everything. So it's almost more about them than it is for me, I feel like.
I don't think I've ever seen so many people happy for somebody being called up. Let it be your former teammates, your family, everything just seemed to be working for you. And while you're mentioning family, I want to say a big congratulations on the air as you just got engaged last night.
Yeah.
First strikeout. Hopefully first and last engagement. do you mind sharing a little bit about the engagement story?
So I had the ring, and obviously I had other plans.
Sacramento plans?
Yeah, Sacramento plans. And then all this happened, and, I was like, when else are you going to have the whole family together and all that stuff? And I told her last night, I said, it's a special time for me, but I want this to be a special time for you and a special time for us. So, some of the teammates were there, so that was good. Everybody was there, and... I was joking with my dad about it. I said, I got my first strikeout last night, and no one's talking about it. but it was good.
So, Tyler, your family comes into town, a big week for you. We all saw your brother pitching in Minnesota, and then he comes off the mound, watches you make your major league debut. Mm-hmm. What was that like to go back to the clubhouse and see your brother's reaction to your major league debut? Because he's had this major league experience. Mm-hmm. Your family's waited for this moment. You've waited for this moment. It finally happens, and you get to see the celebration going on halfway across the country.
Yeah, to see his excitement was pretty special. He was always so supportive of me, and he was always in the big leagues, and I wasn't. And he never made that a big deal. He was always just like, "Hey, your time's coming. You got this." And all. He was always so supportive and never rubbed it in or anything like that. And you could see I saw his interview after that or whatever, and you could see the emotion come out of him. And he's not a very emotional guy, and. I've never seen him get choked up or anything like that, and see him, say some of the things he did was very special.
That's pretty special, pretty cool. You guys, the 10th set of twins to play Major League Baseball at the same time, pretty spectacular. I want to talk about your motion for a minute, because your brother, he's not quite as low as you are. He comes from the left side.
Yeah.
He does have sort of the sidearm thing, which we see a lot, I feel like, from lefties, but from righties. You mentioned you're not a young right-hander. You are a rookie right-hander. Who were some of the guys who inspired you to throw the way you do? Was it a Ziegler? Was it a Chad Bradford going a little further back? Did you see someone do it? Or what inspired you, or what made you feel like or figure out that you could have that motion?
Gotcha. Yeah. So I was in junior college, my freshman year of college, and the coach just asked me if I wanted to try dropping down or whatever, and it got me out of conditioning for the day, so I thought that was good. And he had done that with some guys before me, and they had had some success, so I was like, let's try it, and it felt natural from the beginning, and at the start I was not as low as I am now, that's for sure. And I didn't really model myself after anybody. Just a lot of tinkering and trying different things. And, I trusted it from the beginning. And, I was willing to do, try new things and all this stuff. And that's what I like about my delivery is I didn't model it after anybody. I didn't try and do what anyone else did. It's mine, and it's unique to me. And that's what's awesome about it.
Yeah, we were talking a little off the air about how you make adjustments when you can't really necessarily go to somebody and say, hey, you throw like this. Can I maybe work with you a little bit? You know, Ryan Vogelsong was in AAA with you guys. And, you know, I imagine you guys have very different approaches. So how do you adjust things? Do you maybe talk to your twin? Or where do you get your advice when you need a little bit of help?
Yeah, I mean, you got to talk to as much people as you can. And that's what the beauty about being here is you have all these people, these big name guys that you could talk to and say, how do you hold this? Or, you know, what are you thinking when you're doing this? And that's definitely something I'm going to take advantage of being here is picking these guys' brains about all this stuff.
You're a two-time PCL All-Star, spent parts of four seasons in Sacramento. I would imagine 2017, 2018, September 1st rolls around, you think you might get the call. PCL numbers this year for pitchers were so out of whack, it was impossible to tell who was throwing the ball well, who wasn't. But your numbers were a little lower than they had been in recent years. Was a call-up still at the front of your mind this year, and was it something that you still had a lot of hope for as the month of September approached?
No, a call-up was not in my mind, actually. Yeah, as you said, I was probably, like, numbers-wise, I was having, like, the worst year of my minor league career. You know, for anybody listening, like, it's about the bulk or the career, not about just what you did last month or this year. Like, it's over a long, long span of years. So, yeah, I was not expecting it, and you know, I felt like I was pitching just as good as I was the last few years, but you just gotta, you know, like look at the back of the baseball card and just trust that you'll be there, you know.
Talking to Tyler Rogers, a lot of guys from Sacramento have come up this year. You've seen, you know, Johnny Cueto came down, made a rehab start. You said he looked pretty good, you thought, when you were down there? Looked like the Johnny Cueto of old?
Yeah, he was doing the shimmy change-ups, you know, the twist and turn fastballs. He was doing it all. He looks just like Johnny Cueto.
But you got a bunch of other young guys down there, the Logan Webbs, the Sean Andersons. All these guys are making their starts, and they're getting shots at the major leagues. Did it feel in Sacramento, or have guys talked about, we're here, if we can perform well, it seems like we may actually get an opportunity?
Absolutely, and I think it's showing on the field, too, because, I mean, they clinched the division.
Absolutely.
With Tuesday night? Wednesday night?
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, yeah. It shows that, you know, you perform well, you can get rewarded. And I think it's showing in the Sacramento River Cats record that, you know, you can be rewarded.
Yeah, and who have you seen, you know, you've spent some time in the minor leagues and seen a lot of guys. Who isn't here right now that you think is going to make a really big impact when they get here?
Ooh, man.
I know Chris Shaw is one of my favorites. I know he's been here. You know, he's really, really showing some power.
Jaylen Davis just added, of course. He was hitting for power.
I tell you what, when we got him from the trade, he comes over, and he was hot. Flirting with 400, hitting homers. I think he had five home runs in one series. Yeah, I think he's going to be a wild card.
I think he's still hitting .356 in his 24 games.
Yeah, walk-off last night.
Walk-off last night.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with Jaylen Davis.
Okay, he locked in.
That's
locked
a good
final answer.
Jaylen Davis is the guy. All right, so you're here for a couple of days. It's been a whirlwind. Was last night a little bit more calm for you, the emotions coming in? Did you feel still like, oh, my God, I'm walking into a big league now? Or did you calm down a little bit for your second outing?
You know, for me, the last my two appearances in the big leagues, warming up, I am so nervous, and I'm just like the duck under the water. You know, like he looks calm on the surface, and then his feet are just going nuts under the water. But once I cross the foul line onto the field, I'm not really that nervous anymore. You know, and that's what my brother told me. He goes, "Hey, there's no reason for you to be nervous. You know, you're prepared. You've done all you can. Why be nervous?" I'm like, actually, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I have to ask, because you did spend so much time in Sacramento. You know, they had some losing seasons last year, 30 games under .500. This year, near the top of the division, they clinched the other night. You're in San Francisco for the clinching. Was it bittersweet at all to see the clubhouse celebration going on and seeing Steve Kline, who I imagine you're close with, in the middle of all of it?
Yeah, yeah. It was bittersweet. Yeah, I did. I had some FOMO about that. No, it was very nice. They sent a lot of us that are here now that were in SAC earlier a video of the celebration or whatever. So that was a very nice gesture by them. Happy for those guys. After all those years and to finally clinch the playoffs and miss out on it, but that's okay.
I would imagine the trade-off isn't so bad.
Yeah, no, it's a good trade-off.
Steve Klein didn't get you to wear the same hat all year or anything, and he spit on it, rub dirt in it, rip it apart, no?
No, but he still does that.
None of that stuff. Tyler, we appreciate you spending some time with us, man. We're glad you're here, and good luck the final month of the season here.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Tyler Rogers, Giants rookie right-hander with us on the patio. Marty, you still with us?
Yeah, right here.
Marty, your thoughts on what you've seen from Tyler for the first couple of games and everything he just gave us there?
Well, I think it's terrific. You know, this is a ball that rises, and it's very tough to follow it. And I think he's going to be a great specialist against right-handed hitters. I really do. And Bochy loves him. And, you know, the more matchups Bochy can have, the better. So I'm very impressed with him. And my only thought was, did he ever look at any pitcher who did this years ago, like a Quisenberry or someone like that, to follow those footsteps?
Well, he was saying that he's sitting right here listening to you, actually. And he said he was telling us a minute ago that, no, he just kind of – he was trying to get out of doing some extra running or some stamina stuff at practice. And he just sort of modeled it after himself. He figured out a way to do it, and he's found great success. So we're happy he's here and a good addition to this Giants bullpen.
No, I think it's a great story. And congratulations, Tyler. Congratulations.